I mean, a couple things. Yeah, I mean, on the positive spin, certainly there were some things we did well in that game to stay in it. On the other obvious note, you're not going to win many games turning the ball over five times. Right. So good and bad, and you got to look at both. You got to take care of the football. I'm a big part of that. You know, touch the football every play, and you got to be smart with it. You got to be good in the pocket. And especially where we turned them over in the red zone, in our own end. They hurt. So yeah, but with that, there were a lot of good things. Besides that, and those things are that kept us in it and gave us a chance there at the end of the game.
So the inference there is that good teams can make mistakes and still win football games.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, and in the end, you find a way to come away with the W. You know, in the fourth quarter there, whatever the scenario, whatever you've done before that, you try to find a way in close games to pull them out, and good teams, do that. So yeah, that's part of it as well.
A couple of the guys after the loss last week said, obviously we feel like we gave it away. We're looking forward to redeeming ourselves on national TV again on Monday night. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's for me at this point, I've been playing long enough. It's on to the next one, and you turn your attention very fast to the next opponent. And this has been a long week here, and we've had a chance to get some extra looks at them, get some rest. Yeah, but it all focuses towards them, and they're all huge games. You know, they're all big games, and this one nonetheless. And then after this one, we'll turn our attention to the next one, and that's how it works. But yeah, they're all big, and this one right now is the biggest one we got.
What are you walking into at Lambeau Field Monday night? That atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean it's there's not many places in this league that aren't loud, and Lambeau's no different. Obviously, it's got the history and pretty special in that sense. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with crowd noise like we would any week on the road, and they'll have to be good, have to be on our game.
Alex, when you were coming out in the draft, did you get to know Aaron Rodgers pretty well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Combine and all that stuff?
Yep.
Did you feel like – you talked before about how you were competing to be the number one draft pick that year. You feel like that was your competition back then? I mean, that's kind of how you looked at it?
You know, he and I, we're definitely the quarterbacks in that conversation. It wasn't just that, though. There were a lot of other position players I felt like that were in the mix at the time. You know, it was unknown whether or not the quarterback was even going to get taken first. So it wasn't quite the head-to-head deal as even maybe say this last year or years in the past when guys have gone 1-2 because there were a lot of other position players that for whatever reason were up high. So it wasn't necessarily as much. I didn't feel like pitted. Certainly, we were competing against each other, though.
I mean, it seems like Winston and Mariota are always going to get compared to
one another. Yep.
Do you feel like you've always been or going to always be compared to him?
Yeah, a little bit, for sure. We'll always kind of be linked because we did compete. There at the end, it seemed like it was, as far as quarterbacks went, him and I. A little bit, you will be linked together.
I mean, do you ever wonder how things have worked out? Had it gone the other way?
Yeah, who knows?
Obviously the circumstances of his career.
There's so many ifs and different things and plausibilities that it's tough to think about. Certainly, yeah, I mean, it happened. Guys could talk about what ifs and this and that, and it's like I said, it's who knows what would happen.
You never play that game, though, huh?
Certainly not right now. No.
Not even if I ask you to, huh?
No. I mean, so.
Alex, what's been the focus this week? Is it even more focus on avoiding turnovers?
I don't think you focus on that. I mean, I think you're focusing on the other side of it. It's making good decisions. It's having, carrying the ball properly. It's having two hands on the ball in the pocket. You're not going out there to try to not to do something. We're trying to go out there to score points. And with that, we're trying to have our fundamentals, be good enough that you avoid turnovers, right? That you're carrying the ball the right way. For me, you're making good decisions. You're accurate with the football, those types of things. Your intention is never to go out there and not turn the ball over.
Early in the game, you had the ball down there on the Denver goal line or close to it.
Yeah.
The second down play, the throw to Jeremy Maclin, kind of out flat.
Yes.
What did you see on that one?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was a man pre-snap with that and was trying to get a little deal to him in the flat. Certainly kind of not only his guy, but Kelsey's man kind of dropped Kelsey, Travis, and jumped out there as well. I would have loved to have seen that. A little bit of it was a bang-bang play, that it's kind of snap ball out. You're just trying to get it to him quick so he can make a play there.
Coaches have mentioned, in preseason, they're asking you to do some different things, maybe be a little bit more more aggressive and things like that. How do you feel like that's going on?
You're good. I mean, I certainly from a pushing the ball downfield standpoint, you know, you're trying to hit them when they're there and when the good looks come and take advantage of them. And felt like we've done that, to a certain extent. There really haven't been anything on film, you know, where you're looking, you're like glaring, looking, you missed something. A little bit off obviously goes into game situation and all those things. So, how long you're holding the football back there, all that stuff kind of goes into it.
Alex, so how do you approach putting yourself in more advantage?
You're just better on first and second down. You know, and it just comes back to execution in general. You just got to execute better. The details of your job, of all of our jobs, I think you do that over the course of a game, and you're going to be in good third downs. You're going to convert more third downs. You're going to be better in the red zone. So it's a kind of a get back to the details of the stuff.